know, you talk about all the great cornerbacks in history. You're third all-time in interceptions with 39. Played 8 great years, and then going into 1979, Sam Rutigliano asked you to move to safety. Now, that is not something that a cornerback wants to do, but you accepted that and never complained. What was your thought in kind of taking a deep breath and saying, okay, I'll move?
Well, that was my thought. I had a good career up until that point, and so there's no reason to rock the boat. There's no reason to upset the apple cart just to satisfy myself as an individual. But if you step back and look at the team, what it is the team feels would be best for the overall program, you know, everything that we're trying to do, then I'm just that kind of guy who says I can still contribute.
In the next season, 1980, the Cardiac Kids, just every game going down to the end, somehow, some way, no matter how dire it looked, you guys found a way to win. Talk about that year.
Yes, that year was a storybook year from beginning to end. And even in that very last game, the way it unfolded was exactly how it had gone time and time before. And so it was really like being at a movie theater as I walked up and down the sideline in the game here in Cleveland against the Raiders that ended in tragedy. Because it was so beautiful. We get the ball back with about 2 minutes or plus on the clock, and Brian Sipe, Ozzie Newsome, Greg Pruitt, those guys just methodically march right down the field, and it was here we go again, here we go again. And seeing each time before, there was a great ending. And so we just say, well, you know, we know we deserve a great ending, so it was going that way until that last pass, and that ended it. But it was such a great season, such a great script.
A lot of offensive heroes that year, a lot of big plays offensively. But unquestionably, Clarence, the biggest defensive play was made by the guy I'm sitting across the floor here from. It was you. It was the game in the Oilers. Ken Stabler had thrown extensively in that game to Dave Casper. They went away from him the next play, and then they went back to Casper, thought maybe they'd catch you guys napping, but they didn't catch number 22 napping. You were expecting it. You made the interception, secured the win, and it was pandemonium.
Actually, the play that I made was not as great as the defense that was called. I was in a zone coverage where I was able to keep my eye on the quarterback, so I kind of sat and waited for Casper to come to me. Then I just sort of stepped in and made the play. But we'll have to give the credit for that to the defensive coordinators and the guys who put us in position with the defense that was called for that particular play.
What a great day and night that must have been for you or for the team. But then you guys come back to Cleveland and you land at the airport, 15,000 people waiting for you there. Talk about getting back to the airport and seeing the place clogged and realizing that you played this game in Houston, but there were just thousands upon thousands of people that were on the edge of their seat back in Cleveland, and now they were coming home to say thank you.
Yes, and this was just another indicator of how significant that moment was, because the fans reacted to the Browns now getting back into the playoffs. That just brought back the fans to that state of euphoria, and I'm glad to have just laid it all on the line for these fans and this city and this team.